Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is another beautiful Sabbath morning. I pray that you are rejoicing. I pray that you are glad in the day. The very fact that you made it through the night and are able to be here with us today is something to give God praise for. So I say good morning to you. Good morning, Holy Spirit, God our Father. Good morning, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Good morning, my friends here on Blog Talk, Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Good morning to you all. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, I am excited about the day, excited about so many things that are going on in our lives. I'm just a bundle of excitement. So I pray that you will rejoice in the Lord with me today. Let me say good morning to my beloved before we go into prayer. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my dear. I love you immensely. Good morning to you. Good morning to Lady Joyce. Praise God, sweetheart. Look, this week it says that we have 58 more minutes left to the show. Praise God, so it won't be turning off on us like it did last week. So God bless. Good morning to Joyce in New York, to Minister Tabika Garnes, Prophetess Dorn. Tabika Garnes, praise God. Good morning to you, beloved. Prophetess Dawn, Lady Donna, Isaiah in Chicago, Prophet and Songbird Crawford in North Carolina. Hold on, I'm trying to think. In Pennsylvania, some relatives that call in and listen into the show in Pennsylvania. But just good morning to all of you, all of the regular listeners, all of the new listeners. Good morning. This is a safe place. You are welcomed here. You are welcome here. And just the way we welcome you here, we welcome the Holy Spirit here as well. So to God be all the glory and the honor. And again, like I said, I am excited. I am excited. There will be a couple of announcements that we have to make today. And I don't have, wait a second, I'm sorry. I lost something that I'm trying to find right at the moment. Okay, we have a couple of announcements to make today, and I pray that you can keep up with whatever it is I'm doing. So let's go ahead and Abba Father in prayer. And we will continue on from there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do give you all the glory and the honor. We praise your holy name because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, and there is none like you. I thank you for this awesome day, Lord God. I thank you because you did bring us safely through the night. And I know there are those who wish that they did not see this day. But, Father, because you have allowed them to see this day, we know that there's still purpose in this day for each and every one of them. So, Lord, bless them. Holy Spirit, continue to comfort each of us. Continue to carry us and help us and reveal to us what we are to accomplish on this day. We lay down before you our agenda, what we had planned for today. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, for you to lead and guide. For the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so we're asking you to order our steps today. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us. Oh, there are so many, Lord, that are tired and weak and discouraged. So many, Father. But I'm asking for the breath of life, the breath of life to be breathed upon them right now in the name of Jesus. So even as we are praying together, inhale love and exhale hatred in the name of Jesus. Inhale forgiveness and exhale unforgiveness. Inhale the peace of Jesus and exhale the storm of life. Just begin to inhale all that is good and exhale the negative in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We thank you for a refreshing. We thank you, Father God, for the beauty and the wonder of the day, of the hour. We thank you, Lord God, that people will be healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you, Father God, that there is none like you. So, Lord, today as we go forward, Lord, let your will be done. Let it be done, Father, that you would be glorified, you would be magnified, Satan would be horrified, and we, the people of God, will be blessed. So we thank you, we honor you, in Jesus, Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Amen, beloved, amen. Oh, I tell you, I could use about another hour of sleep. Who feels that way? Okay, I see you. Yes, about another hour of sleep. And that would do my body some good. Amen. I know it would do my mind some good. So, again, you know, just be glad that we have another opportunity to be together. I'm always excited about, you know, seeing your names or your phone number show up in the studio. I am always excited about that. And it makes me know or lets me know, you know, that, number one, you are being very supportive. And number two, that you believe you're going to get something out of the show, so you keep on coming back. You keep on coming back. And either one of those is good enough for me. I like them both. Excuse me. So, again, let me say thank you to, to Tamika for the week that she, you know, did the playback for me. Thank you, beloved. I really appreciate it. I want to say thank you to Tabika, Minister Tabika, my armor bearer. Thank you to her for the times that she has to take over the show for me and do it in my absence. Thank you, my love. Thank you. Again, you know, to those of you that are faithful in being here every single Saturday morning, God bless you and thank you again. Now, let me give a great big shout out to Songbird Crawford. You've heard me mention the Crawfords from North Carolina. That's Prophet Crawford and his wife and minister Songbird Crawford. She is in rehab in North Carolina. She had a stroke two Sundays ago, I believe it is now. She had a stroke and then just a few days ago, she got up out of the bed on her own. Bless her heart. She's so independent. And she fell. And so now she is in rehab. She's doing well. I ask you to please keep her in prayer. Keep her in prayer. That's Songbird Crawford. Keep her in prayer. I also want to give the Lord a great big shout out, and for this couple, that's Timothy and Shay Blanche in Florida. Shay is the young lady that we were praying for about the heart transplant. She had the heart transplant last week, had to undergo a second surgery after that, but praise God, everything is going well. Everything. So, yes, if I had one of those machines where you could press a button and hear everybody cheering and all, I'd do that right now. This is the spot for it. Heart transplant. Praise God. You know, the first praise is the fact that a heart was made available. Yes, somebody had to give up their life. Somebody had to give up their life, or somebody's life was taken, however it went. We don't know. But a heart was provided. And for that, we do say thank you. And we say thank you to the family of the one who let the heart be donated. Thank you for doing that. It's so important in helping others to live. So I don't know whether the person was saved or not, but I do know that this part of their life was not in vain, that their heart is going on. Praise be unto God, and that it will now take on the attitude of the person that has it. And Shay is a prophet of God. Her husband is also an ordained minister. And again, for that, we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you have done. So this morning, Eddie Coe, if you remember, he and his wife Heather were here almost a month ago now. They were here, and we had a healing service at our church, and we saw healing, we saw miracles, and I'm telling you, it was awesome. You know, a person that had devices in her back to help with the pain management, there were two devices in her back, right above her hip, two devices. And after being prayed for, those devices disappeared. And she has no pain and still to this day is walking and full recovery. No pain, and the devices are gone. And listen, babies, listen. When I tell you devices, I'm speaking about surgery where her lower back was open to put these in, closed back up, and you could feel the devices. Anyone that has a pacemaker or a defibrillator, such as I, my defibrillator, of course, is in my chest. A pacemaker would be there as well. We can feel the device there. You could feel the device in her back. You could feel it. And after prayer, me and one of my ministers and I, we felt the woman's back. After she had said she was going to the doctor to have them removed because she was out of pain after Evangelist Eddie prayed for her. She was out of pain. So she said, I'm going to go to the doctor and tell them to take these things out of my back. And you could feel them at that point in time. And he said, what things? And she told him. And he said, you know, in the name of Jesus, be removed. And whatever else he said at that moment, it was a very quick 1-2-line prayer. And she felt her back. She said, oh, my God, they're gone. They're gone. And they were gone. And so I examined her. Another minister examined her. There was no protrusion of the devices. They were gone. Now, where they're gone is not my concern. I don't know where they are. I don't know how they went. I know they went by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are gone. So anyway, I was telling you all of that to let you know that he will be with us again the last week of December, the very last week in December. He will be with us from Wednesday through Sunday morning, which will be New Year's Eve day. He will be with us. I believe it's the 27th, 28th, 29th, 31st. So he will be with us during that time. If you have anybody that is sick, anyone that is in wheelchairs, whatever the case may be, please bring them out to these services. Bring them out. The man has an awesome delivery of the word. He is funny. He loves the Lord. He is serious about what God does. He's full of faith. And we ask you to come and share with us in those services so that your loved ones could be delivered, healed, and set free. So let's do that. The last week of December, Wednesday through Sunday, and again, I think it's the 27th through the 31st. I don't have my calendar, you know, up right now, but those are the days, I believe. Yes, it is the day. I just looked at a calendar. December the 27th through the 31st. So let's do that. And see people get some hope coming back into their lives. Also, this Wednesday night at New Vision for Life, this Wednesday night, Faith Hooks, who just so happens to be the daughter of Prophet and Songbird Crawford, she will be in, and we are having what's called the Sisters Social. Women only, come on out to New Vision and enjoy some refreshment, some laughter, some self-therapy. That is what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be dealing with. She also has a book. She's a published author. You may be able to, not may be able to, you will be able to purchase a book and have an autographed copy of that book. So that's this Wednesday night at New Vision for Life. So again, I implore you to come and join with us, women 18 years and older, because we may be talking about some things you don't want your babies to hear about. No children are allowed, so please get a daycare provider, someone to watch your children, let your husband watch them, whatever the case may be. Come on out and join us. That same night, the men will be doing Bible study via our teleconferencing line. So get your men on the line and enjoy men's Bible study. One more announcement. On November the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we are having a free, that's right, free, three-day financial workshop. 3 days of a financial workshop. It's going to be headed by Bishop Walker. I will be participating in it. There will be several other ministers that will be participating and sharing, you know, God's look at our finances, God's look. And so, yes, tithing will be covered. Is tithing for today, the 20th century, or 21st? Yeah, 21st century Christian, is tithing for today, the New Testament Christian, or was it just for the Old Testament? What about the law of reciprocity? Does that still work for us today? Should I invest my money? Should I save up for the future, or just deal with what's going on with me and my finances for today? There are other topics in that we will look at the different offerings and so forth. So come on out and let us help you to understand what God is saying about our money. Oh, let me make that a correction there. I did say our money. No, it's all his. It's his money. We are to be good stewards over what he has given us. So therefore, as a steward, we are a caretaker of the monies that he has put in our hands. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. We are caretakers of what he has given us. And to whom much is given, much is required. So therefore, the more money that is placed in your hands, the more responsibility you have, and God is expecting you to do what's right with the money. He allows you to look over it. So come on out November the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. So we have Women's Night Sister Social on Wednesday night of this week coming up. Then on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we have a workshop. By the way, the Women's Social is free. The workshop, that is free also. Look, you're going to get some powerful information, powerful information. And we're not charging you one red cent for it, not one red cent. As always, you are in a place where you can do a free will offering, but we are not charging you for this. So take advantage of that and come on out and see how you can go into the next year with a different mindset when it comes to your money, the money that you are being held responsible for. Come on out and see. You know, many of us think we know how to deal with money, how to handle it, what is God's will. And we don't know. A lot of folks just don't know. And therefore, they find their money's messed up. Well, we want to help get that straight. We want to get you set free. We want to help you be able to walk into the new year knowing that you are on the path of financial freedom. And remember, he who the sun sets free is free indeed. So we want you to be free, free, free. And you know, when you're free of debt and bondage, you know, is negative thinking and so forth, when you're free, then you also will fulfill another command about being a cheerful giver. There are those that are anointed with the gift of giving, and they give. And when they give, they are very cheerful in their giving. And then there's still those, there are those that give, but they do it begrudgingly. You know, they hate the fact that they have to give. They curse the day that they had to give. And, you know, there's some people that pay tithes with that type of attitude. I don't want to give this, you know. I got a bill to pay, and I'd rather be paying my bill than to be paying this. And God sees and knows, you know, that you have a bill to be paid. He knows all of those things. And he knows where your heart is when you're giving. So be careful about your giving, you know. And let me say this. You know, that same thing happened with Cain and Abel. Both of them gave a tithe, both of them. Abel gave the blood tithe from an animal, and his brother Cain, he gave a grain tithe. He you know, he was a farmer, so he gave the grain tithe. So both of them gave a tithe, and God was displeased with Cain's tithe. And it wasn't because it wasn't a blood tithe. It was because of the attitude in which it was given. It wasn't the best of his grain that was given. It wasn't the first of the grain that was given, and whatever the case may be. So that's where he was displeased. You know, God is not mad about the fact of one person able to give $100,000 in tithes and somebody else is only able to give $10 in tithes. He just wants you to be sure you are giving your best, and prayerfully you're giving off the top. You know, you're giving off your growth. You're giving of the first. You're not waiting until you pay all of your bills and see what you have left, and then you tithe on what you have left. No, there's a proper way of doing it. You know, so we want to help set you free and help you to understand what God is doing in this time, what he did in yesterday's time, and guess what? He's going to do the same thing on tomorrow. So be encouraged and come on out and join in on these conferences. Join in on the conferences. So, excuse me. So that is something, again, that we are very excited about and looking forward to it. And the last thing, and I don't expect you to remember all of these right now, and I will, even though it's getting kind of late, Elder West is By the way, keep Elder West in prayer as well. He has not been feeling well the last 2 weeks, and he is our Bishop of Technology at New Vision. And so none of these things have been posted on our website or calendar. If they have been, I haven't been on it in a minute. But I will see to it that these things get posted on our website, and so that you'll know when they're being held. So, again, just stay tuned to all that's going on. And December the 2nd, the class that we're in, the School of the Prophets, we're in a class called Raising Prophets of Character, and that class will have a graduation on December the 2nd. So as you can see, there's a lot going on with New Vision. There's a lot going on, and all of these things is to help other people. None of this, you know, is done to bless New Vision as a ministry. It's the ministry blessing you. We want you to be blessed, and however God can use us, that is what we're here for. For us to be used, we are the vessel. We are the laborers that God is using to bring revelation into your life, to bring you the word, the knowledge, and you then would walk in wisdom and use that which has been given unto you. The word tells us that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So we are here to bring knowledge to you, to give knowledge, to share the word, excuse me, to share instruction. excuse me. I do apologize. And Isaiah, I hear you. I know you're always telling me to have my water sitting here next to me. So, and I don't today. I don't have that water. So I apologize, saints of God. Just hold for one moment, please. Hold for one moment. Okay, that is so unprofessional, and I really do apologize. So please find it within your heart to forgive me. I was not prepared to have my water sitting here. So, I am sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so I think we've made all of the announcements and gave all the kudos to those. Oh, Deacon Thomas Farr. Yes, I forgot to mention my brother, Deacon Thomas Farr, who has the men's ministry on Blog Talk Issues, Christian Men Talk, Monday nights and Thursday nights, 8:30 and 8 o'clock, on Monday and Thursday. Issues, Christian Men Talk. As always, I'm encouraging you to get on that line and to listen as men teaching men the word, men talking about issues that some men find difficult to talk about, and they talk about it. So if you get your partners, your husbands, your brothers, uncles, cousins, get them online, let them hear the conversations that are going on, and you'll probably find out that some of them will be healed, delivered, and set free as well. So I advise you to do that as soon as you possibly can. So I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Okay, now let's move on. Let me say this because somebody just texted me. Tabika, do me a favor, sweetheart, and text the radio show number to Jackie Anderson. She's asking for the radio show number, and I can't do it for her right now. So please go ahead and text the number to her. Thank you. Amen. All righty. So we're going to go on. I wanted to read something to you from the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible, the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible. I want to read something to you from there, and let me explain what the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible is. First of all, it's the NIV version of the Bible. and it is the Bible, okay? Now, in this book was specifically made with couples in mind. You hear the title of it, The 7-Minute Marriage Solution. You hear the title of it. And I taught this at New Vision. 7 minutes. 7 minutes a day could help to save your marriage. And with this is seven things you could stop doing immediately that would help your marriage. Then there are 7 things you should start doing immediately that would help your marriage. And then the couple is to spend 7 minutes a day with this Bible. In this Bible, there are devotionals in the Bible, and that it would take 7 minutes really to go over what the devotional says and what should be done. And as you do that, this should cause the two of you to grow closer to God, to grow closer to God. And as you're growing closer to God, you're getting closer to each other. I always like to describe our couples and God being in a triangle. The husband at the left, at the bottom of the triangle, the base of the triangle, the husband on the left side, the wife on the right side, and God at the top of the triangle. And each day, as you're reading the word together, praying together, you're going up the sides of that triangle, to the point that you meet up with God for sure. And the three of you now are one in the spirit. And in that, praise be unto God, in that you come to a place of better understanding with each other, where you can walk in agreement with one another. You have the word, you have God being the center of your relationship, being the very center of your relationship. And that is what we are looking for. That is what we are hoping to accomplish. So you want to do that. And that's called the 7-Minute Marriage Solution, and the Bible, which has the devotional in it. Let me see here. Before I read the one article, I do have with us online today, I do have with us Faith Hooks, and this is the young lady that's going to be with us on Wednesday night, as I've already told you about. So I'm going to ask her, you know, to join us here for a moment so she can tell you a little bit more about what it is that we're doing on Wednesday night. Faith, if you would please, beloved, touch 1 on your keypad, and that will put you in queue, and I can bring you on with us. So press 1 on your keypad. There you are. Amen. Amen. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, family. Good morning, believers. How is everyone this morning?
Amen. Amen. They're all fine.
Thank you so much for the invite. I am so happy to be talking with you for a few minutes.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I had already shared with the folks that you are Prophet Crawford and Songbird's daughter, and we are praying for your mom's recovery, speedy recovery. We are praying for that. And we have announced, you know, that you will be at New Vision on Wednesday night. So if you would be so kind, sweetheart, is to tell us, what is Sister Social? What is this?
Awesome. And thank you so much for the prayers. Just to give a quick testimony, my mom is doing better. We got a report of victory this morning that in physical therapy as of yesterday, she is now able to control that right side of her body a little bit better after having the stroke. She can. I know I was in tears of joy for the first time in a week instead of in tears of intercession, but she's now able to lift her right leg and control it a little bit better. And the physical therapist and the occupational therapist are just they are raving. And my mom is such a person of faith. She named me Faith, you know, for a reason. So I just definitely had to stop and just give God the glory, because it's the awesome report that we've been waiting for. And the doctors there don't understand. They keep saying, you know, after a week of having a stroke, because it made 1 week yesterday, they was like, we haven't seen this type of, you know, progress in somebody. And I just know that that is God being true to his word and covering my mother like he has done for my entire life. So I just wanted to give out for everyone that has been praying for her and with us. Thank you so much, because God is showing up and he's showing out, you know, on behalf of Lady Songbird there. And she is just, she's holding tight, and her spirit has not faltered. She even called me, and she knew ahead that something was wrong with my daughter before I didn't know, this week, while she was still in the facility. So it's just, wow. Thank you guys so much for those prayers. So I just had to take a moment to kind of get testimony first. But
coming up
this week, just connecting with Apostle Banks here. Coming up on Wednesday, I'm going to be in the Baltimore area, and we're bringing a session that I've done before called the Support Your Sister Social. And it's just a time for women of God and men of God. So men, you can, you know, feel free to come out, you know, also. But it's just something that myself and after I published my book, a girlfriend of mine got together and did, because we realized that oftentimes people always ask you to come out and support what they're doing and buy this or buy that, but what do you get in return? You know, and so we said we need a platform to really allow women to support each other, because sometimes the answer and the key to what you need and something that you're trying to get done is locked inside of somebody else's heart. You know, and someone may have that answer, or they have been through something, or they have already done a project and you're trying to get something off the ground, and all you need is a few minutes of networking with another person who's been done that, or you may have a shared vision with someone. So the Support Your Sister Social is usually a 90-minute, you know, session where we do 30 minutes of networking, and I want to hear, even though, yes, I'm the published author and I'm coming, you know, to kind of share the publication and the project that God gave me, that first 30 minutes is a time where I want to hear what's going on in other people's lives. What are you trying to get off the ground? Are there other people that want to be published authors? Do you just need some advice on the different steps you can take? There may be someone starting up a nonprofit, or they have a business that they're trying to get off the ground, and the other women in the room can say, hey, you know what, I have a degree in this, or, you know, I've been 10 years in this field, I may be able to help you do that. So that first 30 minutes is what I call networking plus. It's not only just, you know, going around saying hello, meeting each other like normal networking events. This is a time to kind of speak up and talk about your projects, talk about your visions, and see if there is someone else in the room that can give a little insight to what you're doing. And then after the event, then at that time that you touch bases with that person, you know, and just see, you know, how you guys can put your heads together and you can support each other's dreams. So that's the first 30 minutes of the session. And then we do a 30-minute where I do like some little activities for those who either may be familiar with my book or not familiar. Gratefully, I'll have Apostle Banks in the room, and she got to read it, you know, in advance, and we kind of play off of the different themes that are in the book. My book is called Conversations Between Me and I, The Forgotten Art of Self-Therapy. And it's really about sometimes how you have to look yourself in the mirror, and you have to talk to yourself, and you have to pray and get intimate with yourself and real between you and God, and just say, you know what, when I did this, or when I was here, this was going on, and now I'm here. You know, and sometimes you have to say, you know what, someone wronged you in this situation, but guess what? You could have wronged someone else too. Or you have to just, it's that time of sometimes you do have to get very honest with yourself. You have to get blanketed real. And I gave those inner thoughts, those conversations that I had with myself, those things that we would probably never want to admit to anyone else. I put it all in this book, you know, and it's a very light read, or at least I think it's a light read. Apostle Banks can let me know if she agrees with it.
I do agree. Hello?
Awesome. It, you know, it's a light read where I took some pieces of poetry that were inspired by different events in my life. growing up from being, you know, a young woman without a father, you know, in my life, all the way to relationships, to battling with my calling, you know, wanting to be in ministry, wanting to be selfish, being in the church, stepping away, you know, just I took all of those things and different pieces of poetry throughout my life that were inspired by certain events, and then I wrote the backstories behind what was happening behind those pieces and some little exposés, you know, behind them. So it's very light, but at the next 30 minutes of the session, we kind of dive into that, and I read some few pieces. I throw out some questions, ask people what they're going through, and I just tell them what different topics my book cover, and then the last 30 minutes is just for anyone who would like to purchase the book. We do some signings, we do some photos, we laugh, we clown. You know, we're going to have a few refreshments there. It's just a time to really get together with your sisters, have a great time, discuss things as real women, as Christians. I've done this event twice before in two other cities, and one of the most shocking ones when I did have a man show up. And his perspective, you know, that he gave, and he was like, wow, I didn't realize women thought like that. Y'all think like we do. I'm like, duh. You know, so it's just a 90-minute session to love up on each other and to be inspired and to leave with maybe another step on the road and whatever you're trying to accomplish in the different gifts and the callings that you feel God has given you. So anyone in the Baltimore, D.C. area, I definitely invite you guys to come out. I think it's going to be a great time. And if nothing else, you should leave with some laugh stains and some tear stains from, you know, from laughing and just, you know, having a good time. So I'm looking forward to it. And I cannot thank Apostle Banks enough for opening up the doors of her heart and her ministry to host this. So again, I look forward to all the sisters that can make it out.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so very much, Faith, for stopping in here with us on short notice. And it was very short notice, and you did an awesome job. And, folks, as you can see, when you have, you know, the person that is doing it tell you about it, it's so much better than me telling you what it's about. So now that you've heard it straight from the horse's mouth, as they say, listen, get on the phone, do your email, do your Facebook, invite your sisters out, you know, to this event on Wednesday, November the 8th at New Vision. It is from 7 until 8:30 for these activities that were just mentioned, 7 to 8:30. So you need to get there really between 6:30 and 6:45. You need to get there so we can start at 7 o'clock. We want to get started at 7 o'clock. My sister also has a tight schedule, you know, to get her back to D.C., so we want to do that. So let's go ahead and invite folks out, you know, for this awesome event. And the book is definitely fantastic. It is an easy read, and it's, you know, there's some emotions that are brought up in the book, and it's good. It is very good. So I am truly looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. So, again, I encourage you to do so. Excuse me.
And for those that are on Facebook, Apostle Banks and I have been sharing the event, but if you're on Facebook and you want to go check it out, the site is facebook.com/CMI, and that's the initials of the book, Conversations Between Me and I. So it's facebook.com/CBMI book. Okay, if you go to that on Facebook and go to the events page, you can see that event coming up on November 8th, and go ahead and comment on there, or if you need me to send you the invite, shoot me a message on there, and I'll send you the official invite so that we can try to have a head count. But all the information on the book, the event, location, time, address, all of that is right there on that page. My email is on there, and if you would like a personal invite sent to you from that page, just shoot me a message, let me know, and we can get that out to you guys. But I'm so looking forward to coming and hanging out in the Baltimore area. I just love experiencing, like, new cities, new people, new places. So I can't wait to get there.
Amen, amen, amen. Looking forward to you, sweetheart. Amen. All right, folks, again, and does anybody, real quickly, does anybody have a question they need to ask? Before I let Faith go, anybody have a question? You know to press 1 on your keypad. And just one moment. Let me see here. Good morning, beloved. How are you? 4831. Praise the Lord. Your last four digits, 4831. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Abbas.
Yep, I knew who it was. I didn't want to call your name out. I wanted to surprise Faith. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Amen. Amen. Everyone, this is Prophet Crawford. Amen. This is Prophet Crawford.
Say hello.
They're your daddy.
Uh-huh.
Say hello to your daughter.
Amen. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning.
Again.
I didn't know you were going to be on this call. Good morning.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yes, sir. Oh, you had a breakfast with some other believers and on this call at the same time?
Yes, I am.
Well, greetings, everyone else.
Oh, my goodness. Well, to God be the glory. She just shared, you know, with us about Wednesday night, and she gave us the awesome testimony about Songbird. So we're glad to hear that God is working still. He's working still. So praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. All righty. All righty. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Y'all, my phone is going off like crazy right now. It's going off like crazy. I'm trying to pay attention to that, pay attention to what we got going on the air today. But anyway, Prophet, thank you for taking the moment out, you know, from the prayer breakfast just to come on and say hi to your baby. Thank you so very much. As always, we appreciate you. And please give our love to Songbird.
I will. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. You're more than welcome, sir. Have a blessed day now. Blessed day.
Amen.
All righty. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Let me see. Y'all, there's just so much that's going on. You know, at 9 o'clock this morning, Pastor Eddie Coe was supposed to be at our church so we could do some video clips, and he was running late. He's one of the people calling me, the person that was supposed to do the video text me. And, you know, just a whole lot of stuff is going on. I'm only one person. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So anyway, remember I was sharing with you all about the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible and the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. We were sharing that information with you. And just wanted to touch bases real quick on something. Faith, I'm going to put you back on mute, sweetheart. You can stay with us for the next 12 minutes if you'd like, and if not, you know, you can go ahead. But thank you for stopping in again on such short notice. I really appreciate it, and we will see you Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Everyone have a blessed day.
Amen. 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 All righty. Excuse me. All righty. Folks, on this, we're talking here real quick about lifting the burden of guilt. And wait one second. I'm sorry, y'all. This is urgent. Tabika, I know this is short notice for you, but please, honey, come in online and tell them your experience with the book, the Bible, the devotional, while I try to take care of Pastor Eddie Coe. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I apologize, you know, for this, but please handle that for me, okay?
Amen. All right.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Good morning, everyone. The 7-Minute Marriage Solutions Bible. It is an awesome Bible my husband and I had the pleasure of actually using this book. We would pray. We would also take the time to read the, it's like a story in the beginning of the, or like somewhere in the middle of the Bible. There are different stories that are inserted within different chapters of the Bible. And so it's like a daily devotional type thing where you read the devotional, it gives you scriptures to read, and then it gives you the chance to sit and think about it, and then for you and your spouse to talk about what that devotional meant to you, or how you would have done something differently, or what you could take from it that may help you in your marriage. And so the different pieces that the author used, they were real life situations, and it doing this together with your spouse, doing this together, it actually brings you closer, because it gives you the opportunity to take some time to stop from the busyness of life and taking care of your kids and going to work and all the different things that we have going on. Sometimes the time that we should be spending one another just doesn't happen, or it gets pushed to the side. And we all know that when we don't spend time nurturing something, you know, we know what may happen, it may die. And so this gives you the opportunity to take the time to just be in agreement with your spouse. It takes time for you to spend some time in the Word with your spouse. It also brings you closer together. So if you don't, I would suggest that, you know, married couples or those that are engaged, to get the Bible. It's very enlightening. It's a lot of information. It can heal different things that may be going on between you and your spouse. And it also gives time for you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. So anybody that's interested, I forget the author's names, but when Apostle returns, she should be able to give you the author's names. But again, a very good read, a very good read. I'm sorry, my husband just told me the name. I think it's Steve Otterburn. Steve Otterburn, 7-Minute Marriage Solutions. So if you're interested, I think Amazon normally has everything. That's where I normally get most of my book from. So you may want to check out Amazon and see if it's available on Amazon. But again, good read, good time to spend with one another. And then you're spending quality time, because not only are you spending time with one another, you're spending time with the Lord as well, and you're allowing God to have his way in your marriage. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, amen.
Excuse me. Amen. Y'all, now that's what you call being ready in season and out of season. be ready. You never know when something is going to be dropped in your lap to do. And the thing is, if she had not walked through this, and if she had not done this, her and her husband both, if they had not done it, she wouldn't have been able to at least talk about this. She could have talked about something else, but she talked about this. And listen, let me say this, that a lot of people think, you know, marriage information and so forth, that all of that stuff is for those marriages that are in trouble. Not so, not so, not so. If you have a bad marriage, things like this can make the marriage good. If you have a good marriage, things like this can make the marriage better. If you're in a better state than you were before, things like this can bring you to a place of it being the best. So that's what you want. And this couple here, this couple here is the couples where they had a very good marriage, a very, very good marriage, and they went through the process, and it made things even better. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Okay, all righty. I think I think I, well, Tamika, wait a minute. You're still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your husband is still there?
Yes, he's here.
He's there. Okay, let me, for a moment, let me hear from a male. Let me hear what he has to say. Let me hear what he has to say.
Hold on. All right. Apostle wants to hear what you have to say about the Bible.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, son. How are you?
I'm blessed. Forgive me if I'm talking fast. I'm running. I'm in from work and running right back. I would be back to work in less than an hour. But I would definitely say that. And as you said, in marriage that's struggling, in marriage that's in which you would say is the best place, there's always room for an improvement. There's always things that can get better. And I would say that Stephen Audubon, his book, The Devotional, are things that will add to your marriage. As my wife said, as I heard it coming on the tail end, it will just give you an opportunity to put God into the center of your marriage. And I believe one of the things that you said that we held on to is that you compared marriage to a braided cord. And when the two are together, it's just a twist, and anything can unravel that. But when you have a tri-braided cord, which puts you and God in the midst of your relationship, the three entities joining together and being in that tri-braided cord, it's almost you have to work to pull that apart. And that's what that marriage solution will do. It'll give you things that now when things come at you, they almost have to work to pull you apart because you have a basis that ties you and entwines you with God, where you become more than just the two of you. You become the three of you, joined together in that covenant of marriage, which is truly a blessing in you growing together, learning together. And one of the biggest things I think I learned from 7-Minute Solutions is that you get beyond what he talked about is the unrealistic expectations. And those expectations are that you would know that your spouse would know what you're thinking and know what you need and know what you want without communication. You don't know what people look at as when they feel disrespected, but by having this time, this 7 minutes that will turn into hours and hours that you'll spend with one another and not even realize it because you groomed yourself into spending time with one another, with God, and building your marriage on a foundation that's truly resting on God as the basis, as the support, as the background. It's just a building block that will help you to grow.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, son. Thank you for taking that minute with us. I really appreciate it. All righty, babies. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I'm going to take a minute here and read the devotional, one of the devotionals for you. I will read this devotional so you'll have an idea of what is in the book. And it's dealing with different topics, each one of them. So this is one of the devotionals, and it's called Lifting the Burden of Guilt. It happened long ago, and Heather thought she was past it, or maybe she just thought her upcoming marriage to Troy would bury those feelings forever. But the closer the wedding date came, the more the memories rose up to haunt her. She had been only 12 when her father first came into her bedroom late at night. She cried for him to stop, but his authority and her habit of obedience overwhelmed her. It had happened again many times afterwards, and he had implied that her budding beauty made her partially responsible. Over the years, Heather had wrestled with guilt and shame. With her wedding date quickly approaching, she feared that she would resent Troy's attempts at intimacy and transfer to him the guilt and the resentment she felt. As her distress grew, she broke down, but somehow found the courage to tell Troy the whole story. To her great relief, Troy was compassionate and comforting. He urged her to forgive her father because forgiveness would lift her burden of resentment. reminding her that Ezekiel 18 teaches that people are responsible for their own sins. Troy explained that she bore no responsibility or guilt for what had happened. Furthermore, he pledged to be patient and understanding while they worked together towards her, through her feelings. I won't rush you or push you into anything. After all, we have a whole lifetime together ahead of us. I will help you put this in the past, and I promise to give you reason to trust me and find joy in every area of your relationship. Words and actions such as Troy's may not gently relieve the burden or the ease of scars borne by a woman like Heather, but such understanding, love, and patience will go far towards bringing total healing. Okay, so as you can see, there is the devotional, and then after that, there is the thought for the day, and then there's the scripture that he is supposed to read, a scripture verse. It has a scripture verse that she is supposed to read, and then it has a very short prayer that they are to pray together, and this is the prayer. Father, please give to each of us the love and the strength that will enable us to understand and bear the burden of each other. And that's it. And so besides reading a devotional, reading the two scriptures, and saying that prayer, you have done that. Now, it says the 7 minutes. You see, this is talking about guilt, guilt and forgiveness. That's in there. So there are two things in here that opens up the floor if you guys want to hold a discussion. It opens up the floor for it. It's given each of you the opportunity to see how this man's compassion here helped his wife. And this is supposed to help the brothers, you know, in dealing with compassion for their wives and so forth. So each of the devotionals are just that short and that simple, but yet very, very profound, very profound. And the thought for the day on this was, or is, when we hold fast to resentment, we chain ourselves to a pain we cannot undo. The alternative is to move on, give up our right to resent, and find a way to forgive. And that is the thought for the day. So with that in mind, excuse me, with that in mind, again, that is the idea of what one of the devotionals are. You see how little bit of time I had to spend in doing it. And see, there are couples that will be angry with each other when they start this out. So that little bit of time is all they can spend together. So that's why these were made short and sweet. So you don't have to spend a whole lot of time together. Yet the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, on this and in this will cause a breakdown, will cause things to happen, will cause you to change your mind. Let the Holy Spirit do what he has to do in this case. So that is it, beloved, for today. We've gone 2 minutes, 3 minutes now over time. Praise be unto God. But we will be back here on next Saturday, and y'all do your best, women that are in this area, to get out to New Vision Wednesday night to hear what Sister Faith has to share with us, and just come and enjoy yourself. Just take those 90 minutes for you to have fun. So I will see some of you on Wednesday night, others of you on Sunday morning, and others of you will meet back here 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Take care, beloved. I love you all. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.